Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I'm going to need you to include every negative stereotype for my lovely home of Appalachia. I'm talking meth, raccoons, all of it.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John here with Jamie. Raccoons? I mean, yeah. I know you had a pet raccoon, but are they usually involved in crimes?
Not that I mean,
they are bandits.
They do have that, like, looks like their eyes are covered up like they're robbers. Yeah, I used to have a pet raccoon if you're interested in those stories.
They're what was over its on name? Our
Bandit.
It was Bandit.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. And Bandit, the raccoon, boy or girl?
It was a boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Bandit have a meth problem?
Not that I know of. Meth wasn't a big deal back when Bandit hung out with me, but for today's raccoon, that was the case. So why don't you get us rolling?
We've covered all kinds of fun stuff, but never have I ever thought I would talk about a raccoon with a meth pipe. But here we are. It all started just recently, May 6th, 2025, just after 7:15 p.m., Springfield Township in Ohio. This is the most Ohio thing ever, right? I mean,
I don't know.
Is it Southern Ohio?
Is it Florida, Ohio? Is that part of Ohio?
If it's on the river, I get it. But anyway, so a police officer pulled over a vehicle on South Arlington Road. The driver was identified as 55-year-old Victoria Vidal, a resident of Akron. Now, police suspected that she had an active warrant and discovered that she was also driving on a suspended license. So right off the bat, this stop is getting interesting.
It is, and I don't know. I have to think as an officer, you just want it to be a clean break of, yeah, I'm going to stop you and handle this issue and be done, but it kept getting worse and worse. However, these aren't things that the officer hasn't seen before. He's pulled over people who had outstanding warrants, suspended licenses. This is kind of going through the motions of, these are things I deal with every day, but this next part was not in any police training manual that I've ever heard of. It sounds like it could be straight out of Police Academy, the movie, though. That's when they spotted something unusual inside the vehicle.
So they detained Vidal without any incident. But then, like you said, when the officer came back to the car, in the front seat, sitting calmly, was a raccoon. And he was holding a meth pipe in its little mouth. Its little hands and little mouth, Bandit was chewing on a meth pipe. A live raccoon, not a stuffed animal, not a hallucination, but a raccoon. I said Bandit, but they actually named this one Chewy. According to the department's news release, officers are trained to expect the unexpected, but as they put it, finding a raccoon holding a meth pipe is definitely a first.
That's an apt name of Chewy, as he was chewing on the meth pipe when they picked him up. Obviously, methamphetamine is a bad, bad drug. It does horrible things to people. It's done a lot of damage in Appalachia, but I did not know it had taken off in the raccoon community. As they continued to perform a search of the vehicle, they discovered that there was a lot of drugs in this car, a lot of meth, a lot of crack cocaine. They found three used glass meth pipes scattered throughout the car, only one of which was held onto by Chewy.
So, I mean, is this going to hold up in court? Like, can she claim, hey, look, I didn't have a meth pipe. Chewy must have grabbed that somewhere, you know? Like, is that an argument you could reasonably make in court? I would try.
I mean, I used to have a pet raccoon. It wasn't like we registered this pet at the courthouse. We bought it from somebody selling kittens. That's what baby raccoons are called. And I wonder, like, is it even legal to own one as a pet?
I don't know, but I mean, here's the thing. In Tennessee, raccoons are notorious for going through our trash at night. So, I mean, I think it is not outside of the realm of possibility that you could claim, hey, Chewy has a trash problem, man. You know, and he must have got in some trash that had some smack in it. I don't know. I don't know where the meth pipe came from, officer. Chewy's got a problem.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to buy that. I also wonder if she could say, oh, there's a live raccoon in here. But no, it was just chilling next to her.
That reminds me of Tommy Boy. Oh, my God.
When
they're ripping my flesh off.
Yeah, it's a wild scene. Really unbelievable if I hadn't seen video of it myself. You can find dash cam footage of this out there on the interwebs. And yeah, Chewie is real. And Victoria was really arrested for this.
Well, Hammy, this was a great story. I hope Victoria gets the help that she needs. But most importantly, what happened to Chewie? Did they let him go?
Well, the police were very clear, and every notice that they posted was no raccoons were harmed in this case. So they safely acquired Chewie. I don't know if he's still hanging out in the vet. I don't know if he's, like, he's probably evidence in some way here. I don't know. He was the one with the meth. So he's not hurt, but I don't know where he ended up. Now, Victoria's probably not going to get out of this so easily.
I hope they read him his little rights, you know?
I don't think
so. And I'd like to be the attorney. Okay, Jimmy, you are assigned a case, meth pipe, drug paraphernalia for a client named Chewie, the raccoon. So, sorry, I'm having a lot of fun with
this. No, it's, I mean, obviously drugs are awful. It hurt a lot of people. Addiction is a very real thing. But a raccoon with a meth pipe is, if you don't laugh at it, then you're just,
officers
giving it too much power.
Listen, like, I'm joking around because it's kind of fun to have something lighthearted on the show for once. But officers, every single traffic stop they make has the potential to go south. So she was taken into custody without incident. It had to just make their day, you know, to see a little cute raccoon with a drug problem.
Yeah. And I mean, nobody got hurt. There wasn't, like you said, things going south, like people getting killed at these traffic stops. Yeah. So it's a very cautious moment. So for it to end in this way, I mean, finding a raccoon and nobody getting shot has to be like best case scenario for a traffic stop.
I would love to read the official police report on that one.
Absolutely. If we find out more about this case, what happened to Chewie, or where Victoria winds up and for how long, we'll surely let you know. But this is, it's been a good one. It's been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.